All right. National League wins the All-Star game, Goo.
You had to do a swing math. Off.
Yeah. On a swing off.
What the hell is that?
That's what they ended the game on. They had a great way to finish, kind of like a sudden death overtime in baseball. And the verdict is in, and people loved it.
No, people didn't like it.
People loved it.
And I'm leading the brigade. Who didn't like it?
Why?
Why are you poking at me early? I put a video up last night. Dude, what's wrong with just finishing the game?
Well, they didn't have enough players.
Well, that's a problem. But the home run derby was, good morning, how you doing?
Good.
And don't reach out to me after work, checking on me, and then I say, call me so I could give you the 411, and then you go MIA.
Who are you talking to?
You. You checked on me yesterday, and then I said, call me because I'm not a good texter and I hate spelling, and then you don't call back. It's disrespectful. Good morning. Don't check on me, half check. Don't fake it.
You never said call me. I'm looking at it right now.
No, this is a personal thread.
I'm looking at Guru. At 3:43, I said, how's it going? And at 3:43, you replied, still here. That's it.
You know what? I'm hugging you. It didn't go through. No, I got you. Hey, Carter, Ken, I make mistakes. Risotto, my bad.
These things happen.
Hey, lunch on me. I can admit, Steiny, I'm sorry. And that's why you didn't call me. But I'm sorry, buddy. How you doing? Yeah. I messed up. Ego.
All right.
But Steiny, I hated it. What the hell is it? I didn't know it existed. I'm not an old fogey. I think I'm one of the coolest dudes at the station and in the Bay. So this ain't about my age. I'm still hooping. I got moxie to me. I know what's cool. And the fact that Ohtani and Judge couldn't stick around or they couldn't risk getting hurt, why weren't they in the swing off? Finish the damn game. Where's everybody in a rush to go to? Damn it. I don't like this Mickey Mouse stuff with our, you know what that was equivalent of?
What?
An NBA All-Star game. Oh, it's tied. Let's have a three-point contest to win it.
Yeah.
No. You only do that in the gym at the local 24-hour fitness when there's an argument over whose possession it is. Shoot it. Ball. Shoot it. Ball don't lie. Then you resume playing. Mess me with. It's Shasky in heaven. It was so great. No, I was moved. I tickled. It was great. Mess me with that crap. Finish the game or don't play it. You got 4 days off. Where's everybody in a rush to? Where was Ohtani? Where was Judge? Those are the dudes we want to see the swing off. And Savin and Butch, I loved it.
I liked it.
So romantic. Get out of here. Thank you, Risotto. Making a mockery. Pete Rolls rolling over in his grave. Finish the game.
You know, you may be setting up a big portion of this show.
I just spilled coffee on me.
Because you're making a point that and this doesn't go for everybody. This doesn't go for every athlete. It doesn't go for every fan, but how does it feel to care more than the athletes themselves? That's got to feel awful.
We're not there yet. Stein, if we get there, then I would truly, it just as a man, be hurt. But why are you bringing that? I just found out 20 years ago, Barry Bonds left the game while it was playing. Like, where you going, buddy? He can't stick around.
All right. Now let me give you a little piece of baseball history, because baseball is filled with history. How come you've never brought up that you have a problem with a starting pitcher who gets pulled from a game and immediately goes to the showers and then leaves?
See,
the starting pitcher who gets pulled early does not stay for the rest of the game,
Steiny,
a lot of times.
This is like when I was single and couldn't pay my cable bill. This is the disconnect we have between you and I. You should know that that bothers me. I get it. It bothers me. But last night to come in here and act like there was the cure for cancer, and it wasn't just Joe and Evan. Oh, it was but you miss me. Play the effing game or don't. Call it a tie. I'm listening to my man, Evan. He's talking about, it's just an exhibition. Okay, so just call it a tie then. We don't care. And this has nothing to do with money. I didn't have money on none of it. This was the purity of the game.
There is no purity of the game.
Where's everybody going?
Get off it. There is no purity of the game.
Sports have become the new Joan Rivers. Facelifts left and right to appease people that don't have time.
So did you like it or not?
I did like it. And you know the best part, seriously? Mm. And I got to give Ken some love here shortly. The white uniforms, they're traditional. Steiny, those home uniforms hit. Steiny, they hit. That had me like with a thug tear, like, that's my childhood. White uniforms, Kenny with the white cleats.
Well, they brought back them wearing their original jerseys instead of like a custom all-star game jersey.
Butch was right about that, Steiny. There's too many jerseys. I felt him on that. Got to give my guys some love. Too many jerseys, all for the dollar, but... Boy, they were in those white uniforms, Steiny, and they hit.
I did not have a problem with the swing-off. I'm sorry. I'd like to agree with you, but...
I hate the name. What's he called, Steiny?
Oh, I like it. The swing-off.
Do you want to hear the call for Schwarber?
Let's do that.
You want to hear the call?
I would.
Let's do it.
Through you. Schwarber.
Forget about it.
The center field heading towards
the
ball.
Get out of
here. Huge for the National League. So there you go. He said if he could get it on his first swing, and he did.
Woo!
Schwarber's in the All-Star game.
Woo!
Tied at three.
This is a big one.
MVP material.
Come on now.
He gets a third one right here. AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing.
Get out of here. Get out.
Patrick.
Get out.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, just an unbelievable performance.
Okay.
Schwarby. I wonder if I get three. Do I get three homers for my fantasy team?
And
Schwarby on my fantasy
the
team.
The fact that our all-star game, fellas, was decided with a gate on the mound where the guy pitching the balls. It ain't BP. What are we doing? That was a back. Go get it. Bring it back. We got to. Dude, that was an eyesore. Just, hey, what are we doing? Steiny, it's a. I don't know. I enjoyed watching the American League come back. I was feeling good, and I got a swing off.
510 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. Guru, just say you lost the bet.
There was no bet. No, I'm seriously. I don't let betting control my takes. But seriously, Steiny, I'm a purist, man. That was the home run derby was Monday night.
All right.
Just, hey, go bring the fence over here, Johnny. We're about to have a swing off again. Make sure I don't get it. Just watching that. We're going backwards, but we truly are.
I got to read these to you. Guru is literally the only person who didn't have a good time watching that. Look at the players during the swing off. I've never seen the players of an all-star game into it as they were.
Read that person's name. You don't even have the credentials to. How do you read it? You don't know.
You're tripping, Goo. This is 10,000 times better than a tie ending.
Yeah.
You're in the minority on this one.
And I am a minority, and I get it, Steiny, but I love ball. I hated it. What was my guy from Living Color? Hated it. Mr. Wayne has hated it. David Allen Greer hated it. Can you be honest with your boy, me?
Okay, I will
with
be.
With my shirt from Egypt that my brother-in-law got as they just went to the motherland. Did you know a swing-off existed when you left here and left me yesterday? I didn't.
No.
That's
what made it really a cool surprise. Because I was thinking, are they putting a runner on second?
Oh,
what are they going to do here?
It's not a Cracker Jack box, Kenny. A surprise. I was. A swing off.
All right. Well, we know how Goo feels about the swing off.
Yep.
Anybody else feel that strongly about it?
I'm laughing.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. The one thing about Goo is I believe that he's this incensed over it.
I did a video last night. You didn't.
Oh, did you?
I owe you something for Chris.
I know you do, but that's all right.
Dude,
don't worry about it. Don't
story
worry about
of
it.
My life.
Don't worry about it. I'm still.
You're still my guy.
I'm still. Don't worry about it. All right. We got some stuff to get into today. Mark Steiny. NBA writer for Substack. He has his own Substack. He's a longtime beat writer. Was on yesterday, said some things about the Warriors. I want to get into the Warriors. You know why? Because something special happened.
Some transactions.
No, this happened 15 years ago.
Okay,
I think we've got to. I think we've got to acknowledge it at least.
All right.
Hey, we continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prizes, and today we're giving one lucky listener a Warriors prize pack and a $100 gift card to Laughing Monk Brewing. The Warriors prize pack includes a hat, T-shirts, bobbleheads, and a collectible pin. Listen at 12:30 to figure out how you can win.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I just got a text, Goo.
Myers.
Nope.
I talked to him this morning.
No, from Marcy, next door at Live 105.
Oh, my God. Please don't. Uh-oh.
10:07, she said, all I can hear is Guru yelling. And she's in her studio. Her own studio.
She coming in Friday?
I said, yes, he was yelling the first segment. And she said, loudly.
I was going to pull out the little thing, and I can't remember what it is.
Oh, no. You got to invite her Friday, right? Because she hadn't been in lately. Because you hadn't been here.
No, I know. Guru didn't like the All-Star game ending.
There we go. That's all. Okay. Home run derby was Monday.
Yeah, and last night. Last night, man, it mattered, though.
What did Ohtani do in the swinging off?
I think he was on a plane at that point.
What about Judge?
He was showering.
Cal Raleigh?
I don't know. I don't know. So you're telling me it would have been, if Ohtani, Judge, and Raleigh are there, then it's different?
I think I've been warming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess, Steiny, the Grateful Dead 60th anniversary.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
First weekend in August?
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about.
You a big Jerry Garcia fan?
No. Well, he's dead.
I understand that. Knew it.
Okay.
Are you a big fan?
They're all right.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're fine. So you're not Bill Walton? Rest in peace.
No.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. Fine. They're just not my favorite.
Wow.
What?
I'm shocked.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah. I mean, I don't hate him as much as you hate the All-Star game ending.
Shout out Diddy, the swing off. What? Who named this? What this crap? The swing off? Oh my gosh. I'm in my study for real. The swing off? That's what we're doing? Boy, let me be quiet.
You don't have to.
Well, I lost my voice.
You want to
get it to me.
So yesterday, Willard and Dibbs had Mark Stein on, NBA writer, great writer. Worked in L.A., worked in New York, covered the Mavericks, and he knows all about the Warriors. So he was on yesterday talking about the Warriors. We'll get into some of that. I'll tell you what we're going to do, though, Goo. I got a call here from one of our favorites, and I'm going to have him talk.
Okay.
And see if it goes anywhere.
All right.
Let's go to Brian. Brian's in Palo Alto.
Our man.
He wants to talk about the Warriors and hopefully he says something so provocative.
I like BPA.
That we'll just pick up on it.
Yep.
What's up, Brian? How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Guru, don't tell me you're a deadhead. I'm not buying it, man. There's no way. There's no way. My dad was a deadhead back in the day, so I know what they look like. You're far too optimistic.
That's too funny.
I think it's a pretty big turnoff for most Warrior fans that their entire offseason has been hijacked by Kuminga. It's unfortunate. And I've seen more people sort of introducing the concept of rescinding his qualifying offer, which would allow them to give Beal like the full mid-level, still get Horford and Melton, which I don't think anyone would argue that's a far better team than a team with a re-signed Kuminga at $25 million a year. But hasn't the market sort of, you know, this sort of fantasy about, you know, how valued Kuminga is as an asset, hasn't the market sort of voted there? It's just, he's not tremendously valued as an asset. So maybe we should just give up on the fantasy and stop acting, you know, it's like good money after bad. And just say, hey, like, you know, it's 4 years in, and this guy is not valued around the league. So, like, why give him $25 million, assuming you can trade him in December when nobody yeah. will sign him for anything now? I just don't understand. Like, move on. Like, it didn't work out. That's my take. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it, Brian.
I got to say something because that's in the streets right now. Do you really believe the Warriors, and I hate that they haven't made one move, are shocked or just dumbfounded or hampered by Kuminga to where they couldn't do other – they couldn't go shopping because they couldn't figure this thing out? Or do you think Dunleavy and Lacob are like, we knew this was going – this is how it was going to play out?
Well, I just go back to what Dunleavy said, and, one thing Mike does is he'll cover all his bases. And he said he'd like to get some nuts sooner rather than later, but that doesn't always happen in restricted free agency. And now it's been 2 weeks, and Kuminga is still out there. He signed the qualifying offer for $8 million. And clearly the Warriors aren't doing anything because they want clarity on Jonathan Kuminga. This is Bobby Markscu. This was yesterday on ESPN. He put together what he called a Warriors to-do list for this free agency period, and they still got to do it. Take a listen.
Through you, Schwarber. In the air to center field. Heading to-
oh, it says nobody. It says Bobby Marks. A little mix-up.
We'll figure it out.
Can you? Okay. Just anyway, Bobby Marks said that, the first thing.
If you
is
hit
that,
the wrong button, you would say you did.
Yeah, I didn't hit the wrong button.
Okay.
Bobby Marks, here we go, ready? Yeah. Bobby Marks, Warriors to-do list. I'm not going to do it again.
You nervous? Oh, you're right. It's not, you found the glitch.
Technical difficulty. Yeah. Hang on.
We're fine. Yeah. We're fine. So anyway, yes, Jonathan Kuminga still at the center. I saw a name out there.
Through you, Schwarber.
Uh-oh. Schwarby. Man, you know what? He's just trying to get you mad. Goof.
No, but maybe hey, Ken's just trying to get you mad. He's a stud, man. Go ahead.
I saw an interesting name out there.
All right, let me.
Somebody's trying to make a comeback in the NBA. Really good player. He's still 33. Really good player. In fact, he was third team all NBA a few years back. He's trying to make a comeback.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell me.
Victor Oladipo.
Man, always been a fan, but Steiny he's got that Studebaker body. It'll break down on you.
Uh-oh. Well then,
well, you got 10 ways to go to fill in the blank for that punchline.
I'm just
know. Where'd you read that?
He's trying to make a comeback, and he worked out, I think, in Vegas in front of a ton of teams. And I wouldn't have been surprised if the Warriors are there. They need a guard. Who knows?
Yeah.
They're a little off the radar.
And wouldn't probably cost you much or nothing.
You would think.
Like Bradley Beal.
Yeah, you would think. All right, we got the Bobby? Not yet. We also are going to get into this Scottie Scheffler.
We have
sound,
to.
Which.
That's a tease. But, Steiny, I'm just a guy. I came in and told you, we got it. I'll shut up. I'm not mad that we disagree now, or Shasky and Evan, or any. I've always
and
been.
And that started after the first segment.
You know what? I had to get it out.
Okay.
But moving forward, that's the beautiful thing about life is conversation.
Right.
I'm not getting mad because you don't agree with me on something. Moving, it might hurt the show. The ratings.
You're gonna actually try to not do that. All right. We'll see how that goes. All right, this is we'll do Bobby Marks, ESPN.
We'll try.
Front office insider, and he was talking about the Golden State Warriors. Take a listen.
Bobby, we welcome you back here. What's on the Warriors to-do list this offseason?
Well, the number one thing, George, is clarity on the future of Jonathan Kuminga here. He is one of the four free unrestricted free agents that has not been signed right now. He has an $8 million qualifying offer. That contract is binding, and basically the future of Kuminga is keeping the Warriors in a holding pattern as far as what they can do, as far as going out and signing other players right now here. So we're going to certainly keep an eye on Kuminga. The second thing is what Mike Dunleavy Jr. said, there's got to be a patching up the front court here. When you look at the roster right now, they've got Quentin Post, who was on a two-way last year, and they converted Trayce Jackson-Davis. There is a glaring hole at the center position. Draymond Green, of course, played primarily at center a lot last year. And then the third is replacing the glue guys. When you look at Kevon Looney, who is now in New Orleans, Gary Payton II is still unsigned. It's finding those type of players that can kind of do the dirty work. George, they've got 9 players under contract right now. 15 is the max in the NBA. There's certainly work to do in Golden State. The question is going to be, how does the future of Kuminga dictate as far as what are those other parts that are going to be added to this roster?
All right, so he said glaring at the center position. Go ahead, Stoney. I'm just jumping in.
They've lost Looney, obviously. And if Horford's on the table, then he's on the table.
A guy that's going to give you, he's telling you he's coming to town, allegedly not playing back-to-backs. And you know what Bobby said?
What?
I'm being real. Mm-hmm. Dre knows he's a bit older. He's told us he doesn't like playing the five. But at where he's at in his career, I think you're running him in the ground, having him at the five spot. So I do wonder, would he have fared better against Julius Randle had he not played so much five this past season? Maybe not. But now with where he's at, with what he's told us, do you want to run Draymond in the ground, playing him at the five? So with that, hearing Bobby Marks say they got a glaring hole at center, because I love me some QP3. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what Looney did and what TJD is supposed to do, and they felt like at junctures during last season he wasn't doing it well. You better have Horford or somebody else, Donnie. Larry Smith on line one to do the dirty work.
I don't know how you're doing it. I'm operating under the assumption that they've already acquired Al Horford. God. I'm sorry. I just am. I heard McMahon of ESPN on yesterday, and he said, Warrior fans, I'd relax on Horford. I think that one's going to be, going to turn out for you. But I do think that at this point, if for whatever reason Horford doesn't come to the Warriors, it's a loss.
But no,
it's a loss. It's not a because everybody seems to be saying that he's on his way here. Once they figure out the rest of the offseason. So if he's not, it almost feels like they lost him.
So, Steiny, just be Bobby Marks for me real quick. You got the glasses on. How is Kuminga holding up? Looney left. How is Kuminga holding up Horford announcement?
Because depending on what Kuminga does and whether he signed and traded or whether he comes back on the $8 million, or whether he comes back on a longer-term contract, it's going to impact what they can pay Horford. And I think Brian made a reference to this, that if they rescinded the qualifying offer 7.8 for Kuminga, that would probably, and I'd have to double-check this, but the assumption is that it would then give them access to a $14 million non-taxpayer exception, which then they could use to sign other guys. And he mentioned Bradley Beal.
If you're Horford, Steiny, and accomplished like him, would you be a bit irritated that they could be dragging their feet?
I heard Mark Stein talking about Horford, and he said Horford's not really in any rush. It was kind of interesting because Tim McMahon talked like Horford was going to be coming to the Warriors, and Spears was kind of saying that he doesn't feel rushed. Retirement is still on the table. And maybe there's another team that comes out of the woodwork. But,
I don't think this is how they drew it up. And I'm still want Kuminga. I'm pro Kuminga. I want him on the team. But, Steiny, I am going to say they could take some criticism if, in fact, Wise been quiet on the set for the Warriors this offseason is because of this Kuminga situation, then they should be ashamed in the sense that you saw this meteor, this asteroid coming. You had ample time. We shouldn't be here.
Yeah. I would say this, as it relates to the Warriors and where they are. maybe they should have allowed for this possibility. I'm not sure that you could plan for everything, but they had, I mean, they had to allow for the possibility that this would linger. They had to at least be part of the equation. Okay. And I think now that they have to look at it and say, all right, we're 2 weeks into free agency. Not much is going on with Jonathan. So what should we do? And the reality is they're not under a time constraint right now, the Warriors. They're not, unless they feel like they're going to lose somebody because they're still in limbo.
Gary Payton II.
Yeah, I don't think that...
I don't think they can afford to lose him. That's just me.
Well, they've made a different decision, clearly, on...
So you think he's done, his days are over?
Yeah, or he'll come back on the minimum, but I don't think he's a big deal. Like, I don't think he's a big priority for them.
Wow. I disagree. Like, you know, I'm just... And it's hard, and I know you said, McMahon said, you know, Horford's pretty much a done deal, but man, Steiny, I can make the argument, however many minutes Peyton plays, 15 to 25, he's your best on-ball defender. And you're going to say night-night to that as if it's nothing? I guess I need to know who the replacement would be. No, I got it. Yeah.
95-7 The Game, breaking news.
Uh-oh. All right, this is a piece of breaking news, and it's involving a player that the Warriors have been linked to, and we got to talk about it. Three-time NBA All-Star Bradley Beal has agreed to a contract buyout with the Phoenix Suns, and he plans to join the LA Clippers on a two-year, $11 million deal.
That's like basketball EDD.
What does that mean?
That's cheap as hell.
Okay.
Stoddy, you smirk like he was coming here.
I never smirk like he was coming here.
I've been asking
this question for a few years now. Why would Beal want to come to the Warriors?
11 M's. Oh, my goodness. Watch out for the clip. They're better.
Yeah, they are. So Bradley Beal off the board.
Ken, I looked at you like you were trying to hide your, like Goo's going to be happy. Stoddy smirk like the Joker.
What did you think it was?
Him coming here. Because you said we got to talk about it.
Well, we do because it's somebody that doesn't want to play here, right?
I'm a loser in life, man.
I mean, I don't know if he doesn't want to play here, but he wants to play for the Clippers.
11 mil. So he took much of nothing.
Yeah, I mean, he's still getting a ton from the Phoenix Suns.
But it ain't from the Clippers. Sure, come on, Bradley, we'll take you. Oh, man.
Well, this is Mark Stein. Yesterday with Willard and Dills on what he expects from the Warriors the rest of the summer.
My expectation is that one way or the other, the Warriors are going to end up with both Horford and Melton on their roster. You know, they still have interest in Bradley Beal. I would say most people around the league don't expect the Warriors to win that race, but I don't know. I wouldn't say that they're all the way out of it. I mean, we don't know exactly yet what Bradley Beal's choice will be.
All right. That's why he's the best. There is why Mark Stein's the best.
Wow. That's a hell of love. Just on the chat, Stoddy, Brugy met B-Leg. We don't have 11 million, LOL.
Well, they could have generated 11 million if they wanted to.
You think they were in on them? I think they had to be.
I think they probably
checked the sticker price.
Made inquiries. Okay.
He chose the Clippers.
He did.
I do need a hug, Patrick McCaw.
How come?
Just everything, all-star game, just losing free agents. Nothing's adding up. Jennings wants a trade. Dude, let me stop.
You don't have to. You want to hear more Mark Stein?
Let's give it.
Hopefully he'll say something that makes you happy. This is on Kuminga. Can he come back? Come on, man.
It's easy for us on the outside to kind of say, do it. And it's just, you don't see it happen too often where the restricted free agent does decide, I'm going to take the qualifying offer and wait one more year and play one more year and take on that injury risk. But, I mean, I would have to say at this point, whatever pathway leads to Kuminga staying in Golden State, I mean, I think it's fair to say that's the likely scenario. But also, it wouldn't have, I mean, what, again, today is July 15th. It wouldn't have lasted 2 weeks if they weren't still trying and looking and trying to find a way to do something else.
All right, that's Mark Stein, yeah, longtime NBA writer. And that's why what he just said is why it could go a long, long time. Because at this point, the Warriors now, the way this works is 2 weeks in, they don't have another team that's interested, at least for what Kuminga wants or what the Warriors would sign him to and trade, then agree. And it feels like the Warriors' next plan of action is just to sit tight, not do anything, and maybe over the course of the next week, month, 2 months, somebody will come out of the woodwork and say, you know what, this guy's a pretty good player. Let's redouble back and try to pry him away from the Warriors.
But what would you, in the major question, and I got to say this, Donnie, this is why I love working here at 95.7 The Game. We're a brotherhood, a fraternity. Speaking of another Mark, Grandy texted us and said that it's too late to rescind the qualifying offer. Yeah, Grandy texted us. So I'm just saying that deadline passed a couple days ago.
Yeah, so I know. One guy got rescinded a week or two ago. Now I can't remember who it is.
But I guess, Donnie, if for me, worst case scenario, Kuminga's what are you getting back? Are you better than when that final horn went off when you lost to Minnesota? Are you better adding Horford, who's telling you, I've fallen, I can't get up, just in regard to his basketball age? He can't play back-to-backs. Are we better? We lost Looney, Mr. Reliable. You think GP2 might be gone. Okay, if you're doing that, tell me what's coming the other way.
Yeah, I mean.
So you're saying we could go into football season week one and not know what's going on with this Kuminga thing? September.
Maybe. It's possible. It's possible.
I need a sports cigarette.
So the thing with the rescinding of the offer is, Grandy's right, they can't just rescind it. But the Warriors can only rescind the offer if they don't match another team.
But at that point, it wouldn't matter.
Well, it wouldn't matter.
It really
but it would probably give the Warriors access to the $14 million mid-level exception. But, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, and the Warriors still don't have any kind of clarity on
what's happening. Let me ask you this. If you're Jonathan Kuminga, how are you feeling just about your basketball mortality right now? Or do you think your representation prepared you for this moment? I think it stinks.
Boy.
You want to know where you're going, set up shop, just as far as off the court stuff. If I'm going, yeah, and I know you just can't get that, but I just hate we don't know what the Warriors are going to look like. Well, we do. Dre, Jimmy, and Steph. And Pods. And Moody. And QP3.
Oof.
What you mean, oof?
That's...
You smoke.
They need more than that. They better get more than that. But this has been a disappointing offseason for the Warriors so far.
Could anybody say otherwise, Donnie, you think? Could anybody, like if Bob Myers, and we just forced truth serum down his throat right now, I talked to him this morning, would he say it's been disappointing if he could?
Why wouldn't he? They haven't done anything. I mean.
But what if this is part of their master plan?
Okay. And do you believe that?
No.
Okay.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
Oh, Steve Kerr.
They can still finagle their way out of this, the Warriors, but there's no doubt that this isn't going the way they would have liked it to have gone.
All right.
Let's put it that way. As for Jonathan Kuminga and what what's going through his mind?
Yeah,
I mean,
I do wonder, man.
Again, he should have known that this was a possibility. He should have known that there was a chance he could sign in a hurry. There's a chance he'd get traded after signing.
Yeah.
And there's a chance that nothing was going to happen. And that's unfortunately where we are right now.
Ryan Rollins was the guy that got his rescinded. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's hard to believe we're 2 weeks into free agency, and the Warriors are the only team in the NBA that has not made a move. Are you blaming Jonathan Kuminga, or are you blaming the Warriors for where they're at right now? Hey, we continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, each show is going to give out one of our awesome prizes, and today we're giving one lucky listener a Warriors prize pack and a $100 gift certificate to Laughing Monk Brewing. The Warriors prize pack includes a hat, t-shirts, a bobblehead, and a collectible pin. Listen at 12:30 today to learn how you can win. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.